We're sponsored by Overcast, an independent podcast app that embraces the open world of podcasting instead of locking it down. No exclusives, no premium content, no paywalls, just a great podcast app for everyone. Get it for free in the App Store.
Immediately go upstairs.
You head up to the roof?
Well, to the rooms.
To the rooms?
I have keys.
All right. So then let's talk about this. You have a ring of keys.
Yes.
This door is in front of the whole party,
mm-hmm.
right? The wrestling match is happening maybe 10 feet away from it.
Okay.
It's not a wrestling match anymore. There's a whole stitch situation. You know, the party's raging. If this door were to be opened, it would be pretty noticeable.
And nobody working looks like they're gonna, like, go.
No. Okay. But actually, as you get back upstairs and your eyes are on the door, you actually see the door open. Marilla comes back out.
Oh, shit.
And joins the rest of the group.
Two down.
What door did Marilla come out of?
Marilla came out of the main doors, as I will call them, from now on.
Will you show me what?
Yes.
What do they lead to?
They lead to a series of rooms that you don't super well know. You know that there is an infirmity.
Is it where Griana went?
It's where Griana went.
Okay. Yes. I know what's happening. They want to get one person from each team.
Ooh.
This is the map.
Because it's Jamari. It wouldn't make sense for a whole team.
Oh.
One from each team, so they got a foot in on everybody. It clicks when she walks through the door.
When she walks back out? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like I as Zill, I think I realize that also.
Okay.
Cool. And there's, he says one more.
One more.
Which we know, because we know one of the teams is already.
Two of them.
No, remember we came on the boat, or we know from Alicia that one of the teams is already the Disbara, right?
Yes. One has been infiltrated.
And there's...
So
there's four teams, so he's only targeting three people, which means a team is all with us. It's not whoever stayed back.
Do you think they're collecting...
Or they could not be targeting you.
Yeah, true, which would be weird. But they seem to be targeting us because he's trying to, like, fuck with our drinks, right?
But
you wanted me to take the keys. You wanted me to take them.
No. But, okay.
But that's a really... Liz? Hey. A plus.
Yeah.
That's a really fucking good idea.
I would prefer you to have these revelations as characters.
No, I had mine. I think I had mine as soon as she came out the door.
No, Zill had it. I, as McKinsey, was just following a train of inspiration. Yes. I apologize. Because I don't think Dylan...
I'm just chilling, dude.
Let me know who to punch.
Kai and I are... we've found a couple of chairs. And we're kind of just like... kicking this, like, ball around, kind of, like, making small banter about, honestly, it's kind of nice. This is kind of a nice break in it all, right?
Yeah, right? I'm having a good time.
At this point, actually, when you sort of settle down, Margiana actually comes up and she sits with you guys. She sits and she hangs out with you guys.
I'd say it got kind of heated in Burn Fort, so even though we're on our way on this boat to something we don't know, how scary it is or how evil it is, this is kind of nice.
You know, I think we've seen enough where we can get them.
So, yeah, anywho, I'm, like, looking around, kind of distracted.
Hey, Marsh.
Kinda,
what's
like,
going on?
Trying to
I figured I shouldn't be in the hot tub for too long, so I'm over here.
Yeah, your skin...
You were looking a little pruny, but in a very cute way.
Your hands are still pretty pruny,
I've noticed.
It happens when you're a hot tub queen, you know?
Yeah. Have you been in yet? It's very nice.
No, I haven't. Maybe I will tonight.
It was nice after getting my ass kicked in the last tourney to sort of just...
Uh-huh.
Just...
Touché.
Yes.
I'm looking around. Do I see Zill come out or anything?
Zill is invisible.
Do I see any signs that Zill may be back in any way? Nope.
Dylan, what are you doing after your conversation with Jamari?
After I talked to Jamari,
she goes downstairs.
I go downstairs and I say,
when you were all of tough enough.
Fucking die. We were all tough enough.
You see the chef actually come back up with some Olive Top in that.
The
main chef?
Yes.
I probably would have also kind of like looked for Zill, and Dylan would have maybe been like,
invisible.
I'll probably go is there like a wall that's sort of near the stairs going downstairs?
Yeah, I think
Dylan would have. Can I see Kai and Griana?
It's right next to the hot tub. The hot tub.
Are you trying
right
to get me to get in the hot tub?
No, I'm not trying to get you to get in the hot tub. I'm just telling you that the hot tub's right there.
But can I see Kai and Griana from that vantage point?
Yeah. Once if you're on the main floor, you can pretty much see.
I want to just sort of like post up and just like lean. I might grab a drink, but not drink it. Just to look casual.
Get that good military vantage point.
Yeah. And then just I want to just keep an eye on Griana and Kai.
Hear sounds of distress.
And look at the crowd, but like be by where Zill went. And
yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
That's very Dylan. And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think it's genuinely what Dylan would do, because you have this military background, you have this military training.
Just want to keep looking out.
It's the vantage point. You found the vantage point.
I talked to the person I wanted to talk to.
Right.
Wait, where is she?
Got embarrassed.
She's like, you come right up the stairs, and Dylan is standing right there leaning against the wall.
Okay, and I saw her come out, and I had that realization.
Yeah. Well, Dylan was standing there the whole time. You got up and Dylan was there.
Well, yeah, no, but then the what's-her-face came out the door.
Yes, and then Rune became...
Oh, I probably saw
Marilla
that.
Came out the Marilla. Door, sorry.
Can I just whisper to Dylan?
Well, that scared the shit out of me.
Yes, it certainly will.
I've got to be as
honest to ourselves.
I know.
It would scare the shit out of Dylan.
Shit. Okay. Maybe you just hear... Shit. No, I shouldn't do it then if it's gonna freak her out.
I don't know. I just feel like I would be scared if I just heard like ASMR in my ears. Sorry. Hey, I think that the Jaspara. ASMR.
Just do it.
Okay. I'm just gonna do it then. Jaspara is here.
So you Dylan.
Fuck!
Dylan goes, Griana and Kai, you sort of hear this.
You've never
heard a yelp come from
all.
Dylan.
Do people look at me?
Yeah, several people turn and look over at you. Regelliville looks over. Jamari looks over. Some of Rielton is also what?
I raise my drink.
You have a drink?
Yeah, I got a drink, but I'm not drinking it.
Okay.
I was trying to look normal. I raise my drink and I say, I try to recreate the yell. And I go, cheers to this boat, man. And let's party. Woo. And I look where I heard the sound.
I'm looking right at Dylan
roll a deception check.
Fuck
or
me.
A performance, whichever your heart calls for.
Yeah, I go, cheers.
Yeah, Dylan. Yeah.
Take advantage.
Yeah, cheers, everybody.
They're both plus zero.
Can they help her with her roll? They're like, yeah.
I stand up. I go, yeah. Life's a party and we're at a boat.
Are they helping me?
What did you get?
I don't want to tell you.
Because I would let Carly add bardic inspiration to your role.
Yeah.
It won't help.
It won't help?
Got a natural one.
You got a natural one. And everyone's like silent.
Wait. Okay, I stand up and I have a quality that if I give a stirring speech or sing, I can give people inspiration and they add a D6 to their next roll.
I know, but
I got a natural one.
It wouldn't help because she got a natural one. So,
but can I help future?
After this, but let me resolve at least how they look at her.
Okay.
There is a stunning few seconds of silence. It's what you worry about in high school. It's like everyone's looking at you like, this chick. And it's just a real uncomfy moment. And then you hear Jamari go, yeah, to the boat.
I guess.
And then Gina goes, yeah, to the boat. And then they hold their drinks up as well. And no one else is going to unless Griana intervenes.
And can I nudge Marge?
Griana stands up.
And I stand up and I does someone around me have a freaking drink?
Yes.
Can I?
Margiani does.
Margiani, can I hold that drink really quick?
Oh, for sure.
Thank you.
Sid goes right.
Hi, everybody. Oh, it's so nice to be here. Can I just say, can everyone hear me? Can everyone
ahoy!
Hear me?
Ahoy!
Yes.
Nice. I like this. Ahoy.
So since you two are at opposite ends of the boat, everyone is turned away from you, Dylan. And now, Zil, you and Dylan have no attention on you.
I look around where
don't look.
The whispering.
Don't look.
Okay. I just look at Griana.
And to say that this boat is fun is an understatement.
So, Despara is here. It's a head chef. Well, don't. They're getting one from each team.
It reminds me of a family reunion I went to once, actually. It was a really funny story. We rented a boat on this lake, and let's just say someone fell off.
They got Jamari. They just got Marilla. They're going to look for one of us next. Keep an eye out. I gotta go.
My brother and I, we had our differences, but in the long run, we actually ended up having quite a good time. But to say to...
I gotta know.
Wait, where are you going?
Can I try to slip through the door while it's closing? It's already closed. Mm. It was a very quick in and out. I'm so sorry. The door is shut once more.
But nobody's looking over here.
You're right. Most people
are. Can I look around to make sure?
Sure. Roll my classic.
What I'm rolling, is it investigation? Because I'm specifically looking for people.
Yes, sure. No, insight.
Thank you, that's better. 24.
No, no one's paying attention to you.
Dylan, okay. Yeah, Dylan's like, where are you going? Where are you?
I got keys. What? Keep an eye on the head chef.
24, you said?
Yeah.
Cool.
What? Wait, where are you going? Are you
okay? I still have that dimension door.
Be safe.
Is that going to disrupt your concentration of your invisibility spell?
Oh, no, I'm still opening the door.
That's okay. Their,
I'm saying that's my out.
Oh, okay, I see.
I still have that
that's
dimension
cord.
Door as an out.
Okay, cool. Let's fucking do it.
Let's fucking do this. Zil dies! Zil dies!
No!
Please, don't let me die. I mean, you can try to stop me.
Oh, there's a ending to the story at Griana's telling.
And to say my great-grandma wasn't upset is an understatement. But I will say this. If we don't all leave this boat feeling like a family, then kick me in the shin and call me great-grandma. Thank you very much. And everybody have a wonderful rest.
Performance check. Roll performance check.
Dylan claps no matter what.
Yeah, I know.
Kai's like, woo!
Great speech.
Oh, that's going to be a 18. Thank you very much.
Everyone claps and cheers. Are you giving inspiration? Are you giving bardic inspiration?
I'm giving bardic inspiration. Can I give it to you? Because it says they add a d6 to their next roll. So.
Yeah, so Kai and Dylan, you can get a d6 to your next roll.
Yes. Not me. I was there.
You were there. You were there, I guess.
So was and I was talking to Dylan. So if I don't get it, would Dylan get it?
So here's the thing, though.
I didn't know you were there.
Griana doesn't know you're there. So
Dylan wasn't paying attention to Griana.
Oh, come on.
So,
but she would be channeling the magic toward them.
I was channeling it towards Dylan.
Yeah.
I was doing this to save Dylan's
But
mood.
I'm like right by Dylan.
Why are you denying
this
D6?
I'm gonna say no. Sorry, that's my ruling. We're moving on.
I'm not. Because I want one.
I know.
I want a D6.
I want a D6.
I want a D6.
Katie Mae wants to kill me, but not get my D6.
Roll your stealth roll to get in through here. You're going to have advantage because you are invisible. I'm going to roll my...
Dylan looks panicked. Oh, thank you.
Dylan looks like they're about
20 not nat.
I grabbed
20 not nat?
20 not nat.
Okay, cool.
Are you going back down the stairs?
So you open the door, and you go inside the main set of rooms. You are immediately met by this hallway.
Okay.
There's four doors. One of them says captain quarters. One of them says infirmary. And then these two doors are unmarked. All of these doors have locks on them.
Is there anybody in this hallway?
You hear some talking.
Coming from
the captain's quarters.
Unmarked to the left.
Okay, you're going through the unmarked door on your left?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm staying true to my imagination. We're just going to dive right in.
Just my instinct.
You test the first key. You jiggle the doorknob. It's locked.
Yeah.
Second key. Nope. Third key. Purchase.
Okay.
You quietly slip it in. It does make a deft as it unlocks. And you, how quietly are you opening?
Quiet, little quiet baby.
All right, roll a stealth for me. With advantage because you're invisible.
Yeah. It's just a 12.
Oh, I thought it was a 17.
No.
Okay. You look inside.
Hear chains.
I do hear chains, yes.
And you see chains. You see four posted restraints on the far wall, in front of which is this massive pool of blood. In fact, there's something horrifically familiar to you that you haven't seen in so, so long. The small black circle of leaves.
Oh, I hate those.
Find themselves in the center of this room, large enough for just a body to stand in the middle of. And speaking of bodies, you look to your left, and two are there. You see one crew member who never really caught your attention, sitting, their chest ripped open. And you see Stella, the nurse, who had talked to Griana earlier. Chest ripped open, completely devoid of life.
So it was Stella the nurse and
one crew member,
and they abandoned the bodies, I think, to jump into the other ones, right?
Yeah,
unless there is another Stella on the boat and this is the original Stella.
This would be the original Stella, I think.
It's something, one of those two, is that they either copied the bodies or they used these bodies and then left them after they didn't need them anymore.
I thought that they got into the bodies.
Right?
Yeah, they go into the bodies so when they leave, they die. Because they basically kill who's in there.
Yeah.
So, so they jumped out of those bodies and went into new bodies. Two down.
But are the...
One more.
So they don't copy the bodies, they use them.
Two down.
So.
Or do they just copy them?
They don't copy them. They go inside of them. That's all that's in this room.
Yeah.
Slowly close.
So, Jamari and Marilla.
You slowly close the door. Roll a perception check.
Fuck. It fucking exploded.
You look down at your feet. They're tracking blood.
Prestidigitation.
You prestidigitation, your shoes clean.
Still tracking blood.
No, but those two footprints are there.
Prestidigitation.
Okay.
Thank God.
Closed doors, though. Not done.
Yeah.
Unmarked door number two.
You open this one, and it is completely devoid a set of a table and 10 chairs.
Table and 10 chairs?
Yes.
10 Interesting. Chairs. Nothing else?
It's a large table.
Okay. Locked door. They're still talking in the captain's quarters?
Yes.
Can I try to listen?
Yeah. Yeah, you walk up and you press your ear to the door.
Not too hard. Okay. Not too hard.
Yeah.
Do I roll? What do I roll?
Please roll one final stealth check as you approach
this. Stealth check.
What'd you get?
I got a 20 on it.
Okay, cool. You press your ear against the door. And there's this almost imperceptible give.
Yeah.
Like a small little hitch, the tiniest noise.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear two men talking. He says, if I had it my way, I'd just throw the four of them off. Call it done. What? We have to wait? We have to wait for them to give the okay? That makes no sense. The four of them, they're on this ship. There's more of us on this ship than there is them. We could just do it. It makes no sense to me. And then the other one says, you have to follow the orders of the Pantheon, man. They see beyond us. They see more than us, more than we could ever see. This disloyalty does not look good on you. And then he says, I could, however, see the need to throw a few overboard, though. And then the door opens.
I move out of the way.
All right, you move out of the way as quickly as you can. Roll a stealth check without advantage.
21.
Okay. You see these piercing eyes of the captain look up and down this corridor. Huh. Hey. I think we should start paying more attention. And he slams the door shut. And they've stopped talking for the time being.
There's only the infirmary left?
Yes.
I guess I'll just peeky.
Yeah, you take a little peeky inside the infirmary, the door that you were like pressed up against as you were like, fuck, please don't. And yeah, there's nothing that seems to be off about this infirmary. It seems very up to code and normal looking, perhaps for a reason.
In the middle of the room with the blood.
Yes.
The leaf circle is there.
Yes. And do you recall the last time you saw that leaf circle?
In the woods.
Yes. You threw a chipmunk in there.
And it died.
Yes.
Poor chipmunk.
But there's nothing else here. There's no other doors.
Nope, just those four. This is a small riverboat.
I guess I should leave?
Okay. You approach the door again. The door.
Carefully, because I don't want anybody to come out or in.
Yes. No, you approach the door carefully. How you play this next is going to be interesting, however. Are you just going to swing the door you snuck through wide open?
Was it locked from the outside?
Yes.
It was. Can I unlock it?
You can just stroll right through.
Yeah, but I don't know what the situation is outside.
You don't?
I want to unlock it.
Okay.
I want to give a little tap. Yeah, I don't know if Dylan is still out there.
We'll find out.
Next week.
Next week, I'm done. No, I will die. So, out here, after a rousing speech, the people's applause, everyone's thrilled. Dylan, you are standing up against this wall. What are your initial thoughts after Zill disappears once more?
I try to like look around to see if I see any clues where Zill's going.
Okay, you frantically look around. Roll a perception check.
Because they didn't tell me where they were going.
No, they did not.
7.
No, you unfortunately see no signs of Zill.
I would like to go over to Dylan.
All right, you see Griana walking over to you, however. That doesn't require more than a 7 to see.
A 7, boom, I see.
Yep, you see Griana walking over to you.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Hey. Hi, thank you for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
How are you? What's going on?
So, you know how Zill said they were going to be invisible?
Yeah.
They were? Yeah.
Are they not anymore?
Scared the shit out of me. No, I think
really?
They might still be. That's why I yelled. I think they went downstairs, so they...
I figured something weird was going on. I mean, you're usually not a woo gal, you know what I mean?
I'm not a woo gal. That was a little weird. But they came back upstairs, so that means that I guess all is okay downstairs.
Okay.
But they said that know for sure that... I'm talking quietly.
Okay.
That the Despair is here. I think they said something about...
What?
Someone from each team
being
messed up. But then they said they're going to go somewhere because they have to know. And I don't know where they went. I don't know.
Okay. We all need to be in We all need to be out in the open where we could just be seen by Zill as soon as they get back down. Yeah. Or back, I mean, not back down, just back down from being invisible, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, should we stay together? Should we all get in more of a central location? Or
I don't know. Should we keep trying to keep attention on us, I guess, in case they...
Yes. I think that Zill will find us when they're ready. I mean, they found you.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me, but they did.
They did, okay. Okay, well, that's really disturbing news, and I'm not happy to hear it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I guess I'm not really surprised anymore, you know? Okay.
I just want to check in.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah?
It's scary.
It is scary. Yeah, welcome. I mean, it's really scary.
Yeah.
But we're going to be okay. We always are.
You're very brave.
You are brave.
I mean, okay. You are.
Okay, I'll take the compliment, but you are very brave as well. That's why we're all going to be okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go, I'm going to go on the opposite of you.
Okay.
On the other side of the, what is the boat term?
We're going to look like bouncers if we're on either
we
side.
We kind of are.
We need to act natural.
Okay, all right, we'll act natural. One sec, let me check something.
We can get in the hot tub.
So I can
it's
communicate.
Right next to us. Get in the hot tub.
Oh, God. I guess that would be a normal thing to do.
Yeah. I'm holding this drink, but I'm not drinking it.
Do you want to get in the hot tub? I guess that's centrally located and Zill would be able to see
it's
us.
It's directly next to us, right?
Yeah. It's right next to the fucking door.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess, I mean, I don't really have a bathing suit.
Why? You didn't bring a bathing suit on a boat?
Oh, no, wait. Zill gave you guys bathing suits.
Yeah,
right.
I packed all the bathing suits.
That's right.
Dad packed the bathing suits for us.
I was trying to pretend like I didn't have
a
bathing suit.
My kids would forget.
You don't have to.
I haven't been in a bathing suit in a while.
I can get in the hot tub. You can have the wall post.
I got it. Let's poke. We got it. Let's get in together, okay? Let's have some. Let's relax.
I'm still with Margiani.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah, how's that going? Out. How's that going?
I'm getting nervous.
Okay, do I have to go somewhere to change? I guess I could, like, go
to the bathroom and you change. The bathroom's right over there.
All right. I come out. I'm in my bathing suit.
All right, you're in your bathing suit and...
My bathing suit is green. You almost think I'm naked at first, but I'm not.
Okay.
It's a camouflage bathing suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like five people go,
It's like a really it's a really cool camouflage tankini.
Oh, yeah. As you come out, Gina goes, nice tankini.
Thank you.
What the fuck is a tankini?
I love Gina. I'm a Gina stan, kind of. Is that weird?
The tank top that goes over your stomach?
Oh, okay.
What?
I love Gina.
I love Gina too. When you talk like Gina, you do a really funny, like, you do like this very gritted smile. It's funny.
I guess I should also go get in my bathing suit.
Yeah, you also get in your bathing suit.
Yeah.
Lifeguard?
Oh.
But they're like, I don't know. Should I do lifeguard or should I do like.
The board shorts.
Did Zill give me a lifeguard
costume? I got you board shorts.
Yeah, like yellow board shorts.
Beautiful.
And like a bikini-ish like a top. Yeah, like a sporty. And then, I'll have like a little bit of like the little sunscreen on my nose.
Just because
I love it so much.
You have a full floaty. You have two like floaties.
I walk out with goggles and a snorkel.
Gear.
Yeah.
You
know. I'll just so it's like board shorts and a bikini top thing.
Okay, cool. And so you two
hop on it. Hot on my feet. Hot on my feet. Ow. Whoa. Okay, I've normalized.
Can I look over it? Wait, I want to do a bit, but I don't want to do it.
Okay, what? Yeah, you look,
I look
over.
At Gina.
You look at Gina.
I go, hot, pointing at like Griana and me.
Gina just holds two thumbs up.
I look over and say, oh. Thumbs up, Gina.
And then, like, when
water's
Gina,
warm.
When Gina sees that, like, Griana is also thumbs up, Gina looks like she's been caught doing something and she, like, puts her hands down and she tries to look normal.
No, she doesn't want to come in the jacuzzi.
I guess she doesn't want to join us.
All right. Everyone's getting in the jacuzzi but me.
Gina just like the no symbol and then like waits till Griana's not looking and then
winks. Just wait.
I don't know. I'm gonna sit just sort of with my hands.
just your hands in your lap. You two are sitting.
I have my drink in my hand.
Your drink. You gotta stay normal.
And I'm just like, eagle eyes.
I like to imagine that when Dylan takes a sip of the drink, she just pours it over her shoulder a little bit.
Yeah.
Look. Just like burbling in the
And then you make the glug, glug, glug sound.
I'm just kind of like sitting on my hands, like looking around like, yep, this is the life. This is okay. This is what I'm doing. That's what I'm really only thinking. Like, it was hot. Now it's not. I'm sitting. I'm observing. What
does Griana look
wrong?
Constipated?
Yes.
I'm not.
Are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes. I have my eyes out.
Oh, you're.
Yeah. But yeah. I want to look like I'm just chilling.
Okay.
But I'm also observing, just in case. Can I roll perception?
Yes.
Cool. I love spy, Griana.
13. Thank you.
Should I also look around? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, so Regelliville and Rialton seem to be having a drinking competition over by the bar.
That's stupid.
Yep, and then Jamari and Gina are playing like the equivalent of like
Wonderwall?
Cornhole.
Okay, he seems
on
to be
the dock.
He seems to be okay.
And then Margiani and Kai are, I think, sitting maybe in like the beach chairs.
Sure.
You've pulled up two beach chairs next to each other. Is that you tell me what the two of you are doing?
Well, yeah. So like they're those beach chairs that you can like kind of edit and recline, you know, to your liking. We have like we're at that sweet like 70-degree angle off the ground.
Thank you. Yes.
Hey Dylan, I'm getting like vibes over there. Like they've just retired. You
know? Maybe it's more like a
they 60. Just edited the chairs. That's insane. 60
degrees.
You see that? They edited it.
And I like kind of, you know, I'm like, what are you drinking?
Oh, this is just one of the wines that they had. It's not bad. Do you want a sip?
No, I'm okay.
All right.
What kind
Did
of
you
wine?
Catch the?
Oh,
what? No, you.
Do you know what kind of wine it is?
I honestly, I know this is going to sound surprising. I know nothing about wine.
Oh, really? You more of an ale girl?
I work at a bar.
Griana shuts up.
Wait, oh my god, wait. Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about Katie May.
No, Margiani knows
so
nothing
sorry.
About wine.
I was going to say, I work at a distillery.
We're flex, Griana. We're flex.
I'm a sommelier.
Dylan's like, who are you talking to?
Sorry, I just heard somebody knows nothing about wine, and I just had to, like, come over.
Oh, my God. No, I'm sorry. Wow, weird. Anyways, back to this.
Thank you. Back to our regular schedule program. It's red. I've got that. I nailed that.
Okay. I don't know. What's this boat wine like? Like, is it different than Burnford's, or?
If you take a sip, you'll find out. It's not home, that's for sure.
Take a sip. Are you, do you ever get, like, homesick?
More than anything right now, I think.
What was your home like back in Septis?
We're right near the top of this tree line on this mountain. It is the luscious, it's so green. Everywhere you look. And all of us, the tribe, it's just, we're living with the land. No one cares about anything but supporting each other. It's amazing. I miss it so much. I hate these politics. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Why did you want to compete in the tournament in the first place?
Have you ever heard of a thing called lots of money?
Yes, I am familiar. So you're in it for the money, huh?
Well, don't get me wrong. I'd love to be a hero. All the things that come with it. I also have liked finding a use for my skills. But money's good.
So what do you plan on doing with the money? If you win, when
I get the money.
No, I meant if you win.
Well, let's see. The first thing I'll do is I'll buy you a necklace and just sort of as a consolation prize.
You don't need to buy me a necklace.
I'll buy you three. I'm rich now.
Kai vomits a little in her mouth, but then swallows it. Continue.
Yeah, well, now it's gonna be gross if she kisses you. Mm. Minus three kiss.
That's fine. They don't need to kiss anymore. Done with them.
She actually goes on and tells you this brilliant plan that she has. She wants to open up a line of trade in between Septus and the rest of Burnfort because they have these incredible magic goods that she's super, super proud of. And she goes on this whole spiel about how Jamari's grandmother, the matriarch, absolutely disapproves of her plan, but how that she feels that if they opened up lines of communication, if they let more people into the tribe, because that's super not welcome. They're a very insular group. If they just let more people in, then she feels like that Septus, the people of Septus, could really begin having a name for ourselves. She finishes with it. And then I'd get a seat on the council.
The council?
Yeah. That's what I do.
So you, this is Sid and Kai asking.
Great. Yes, perfect.
So just Sid.
Assistant scribe. So you want to open your tribe up to people of Burnfort because of their magic, money, and titles?
No, we have the magic. They have the money.
Oh.
But we're such an insular group. It makes no sense. Granted, I don't love Burnfort, but I've been everywhere in this country, and to think that there are people in my tribe who have never, met a Genasi, that's wild.
Yeah, there's actually another Genasi on the boat. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Fire Genasi, sick, right?
Yeah, it was weird. You usually never see two of them in the same place.
Yeah, I've never seen another one of me besides my mom.
Do you know what his deal is?
No idea, but, he warned me not to drink the wine. Are you sure you're feeling okay?
One, weird.
I know.
Two, I promise I'm fine.
You promise?
Yeah, no, I...
You haven't been feeling different. Obviously you know what wine tipsy is like, but you're not feeling anything other than that?
No.
Okay. Just, I don't know. Keep your eyes out. Boat's fun and all, but it's kind of giving me weird vibes.
Oh. I get that.
Have you seen anything weird?
Oh. I've mostly been in the hot tub, honestly.
It's been fun.
I think I fell asleep for 10 minutes. I was during the makeup. No. Well, I was alone in the hot tub, not while I was making out with you.
That's so funny.
Do not make out with a sleeping woman. God.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I'm dumb.
Why are you dumb?
I forgot there was four teams, including us, on this boat.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going after us. They're going after Rigeliville.
Well, you were upstairs. I fell asleep. I'm still cool and attractive, though, but I did fall asleep in a hot tub.
Well,
for 10 minutes.
Look amazing when you sleep. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. What the fuck? Same about you.
Sorry, yeah, I've watched you sleep.
Oh my fucking god.
Nice.
That's gay as shit.
Clearly you have to, because you just said the same thing.
You just want to panic a bit more?
Can we cut to one of them sleeping, the other watching? And then one of them sleeping, the other watching?
Flashback.
Yeah, let's do it. Can we do our first official flashback?
Margiani is just casually just looking at Kai. But then when Kai is watching Margiani, it's just eyes fully just bulged out, just watching her.
Three daggers.
Kai's ripping her amethyst off her body while she watches her
sleep.
This
is for you.
All right. I want to stay in this. Yes. Okay. All right. So cut back to the hot tub. What conversation's happening in the hot tub?
So we see them talking, right?
Yeah.
Dylan, probably after a lot of strange silence, and Griana's looking.
I don't see anything yet. Nothing in particular.
Yeah, me either.
It's so not suspicious looking at all what Griana's doing. I can't emphasize
my
that.
My eyes are darting back and forth.
Griana.
Yeah.
You look kind of silly.
What?
Do like, look? In a good way, but like,
oh my god.
Like,
oh my god, I'm sorry. Am I looking sus?
You look a little sus.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, let's talk and let's just can't. Look out.
Yeah. Okay. Hot tubs are maybe not for me. Maybe it's for those who like to chillax.
Yeah.
In the heat.
I mean, it's been taken most of the day.
Yeah.
So
right. I know. Ew. Sorry, but like, I don't know. I'm not used to PDA. And like, I don't think I don't know. I don't think I'd be able to make out with someone like with everyone watching.
Yeah, I like a little privacy. I like a little like this is just us kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. But you know what? It seems like they have something. Oh, I got a really special. They had a very passionate bond. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah, I talked to Jamari a bit to just sort of check in with him. I think he's okay. But we mentioned that a bit.
Okay. Oh yeah.
The Kai and. He said something kind of weird about Margiani.
What did he say?
I don't know. This guy really likes Margiani, right?
Yeah, I think so. Seems like it. I mean,
I would hope. Yeah. I would hope so.
Kai's not one to kind of half-ass anything, if you've noticed.
Full asses thing.
It's full ass. Dip in the full ass in every time.
Till him laughs or something.
Sorry.
He mentioned that Margiani isn't the kind of person to really commit to anybody or
what?
Like stick around long.
No.
So I guess
what?
If Kai has her whole ass in, then.
Oh, okay.
Then she might get her heart broken a little bit.
Okay.
But also.
Well, can you imagine a situation where we tell Kai this? I mean, I don't really think Kai is going to be believing us on anything.
I don't know
like
if
that.
It would. Come well from me because I feel like Kai flirted with me a little bit, not to be upfront, but
no, let's talk about that.
That
I noticed
weird.
It too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I'm like, they seem really happy. It was a very like.
Do you like Kai?
No.
You have feelings for Kai?
No.
Well, okay.
There's been a lot going on. I think Kai's a good person.
I mean, having feelings for anyone right now is like, what?
Yeah.
How? Where? In what way? I look like your cousin. So much to unpack there.
Are you okay with that?
What?
The cousin thing?
Yeah. I let that crush go, if you haven't noticed. I don't have any feelings.
You don't talk about it at all, so.
Yeah, thank God, because I don't want to be that person. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had a crush in a long time. So having a crush on Jamari was kind of weird. And so I think that's why I'm so weird about it. But I'm trying to be better about dating. Anyways, that's my rant. That's my two cents. It doesn't really matter. Because right now what really matters is saving like the world, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and maybe I'll date once the world's saved.
That's a good plan.
That'd be nice. So then, you know, one of us won't just die.
Do my best to make sure that doesn't happen.
Dylan, well, you know I'm doing my best to make sure that doesn't happen.
I mean, you're a beast slayer. Of course, you're doing the best.
And I wouldn't be surprised to find out if you're a beast slayer, too.
How do you become a beast slayer?
I have no idea. When I see my parents one day, I'm definitely going to be asking them.
So, how are you getting back outside?
I'm trying to knock you a little bit to see if someone out... Because I don't know if they're still out there.
All right, I need Griana and Dylan to roll perception checks.
11.
15. Okay.
16 minus 1, baby.
You hear a...
Where is it coming from? Where?
It's coming from the main door that Zill... Actually, you actually wouldn't know that Zill went through there.
No.
It's coming from the main door.
I, like, scooch over to where, like, Griana's side.
Hey.
Hello. There's knocking. There's knocking back there.
Now you hear it.
Do you hear it?
I hear something.
There's the knocking.
Okay,
I point.
Okay. I bet that's something. Okay, let's get up. Get out of the hot tub.
Get out of the hot tub. At the same time?
No. Okay. I'm hot in here.
Oh, okay.
It's hot in the hot tub. I'm too hot. I'm over
eating.
Are you okay? Yes. Brianna,
please get out with me.
Let me help you. Let me help you out. I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's get towels.
You get towels?
I'll put a towel around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Is the knocking still happening? Oh, Brianna, do we have to
get half? You? Let's go. Half. I don't want to draw too much attention to me.
Can we give me something? Can we give me something? I need ice.
What
dump some ice on me.
Let me find some ice, and I just walk over the door and try to open it.
Is there ice in there?
Is there ice in this room that I don't know about?
Yeah, you go to open the door, and you open it, and there's a long hallway in front of you.
And I can't get out.
I duck
under your arm.
You feel like a brush underneath your arm. Oh.
No ice in there?
I close the door. I don't know. Does anybody know where the ice is?
Bartender.
Where's the ice?
You, at this point, you see, this is the chef say, the ice is not that way.
Oh, I'm
the
sorry.
The ice is over here at the bar.
I get turned around, man.
Me too, especially when I'm so hot in this tankini.
You're so hot in the tankini. Wait, let's go get some ice.
Yes, here's 3 cups of ice.
Okay.
Perfect.
Are you putting them?
You just like dump them on yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Brianna, are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm
fine. I didn't eat
okay.
ice.
I know you didn't, but you just poured ice all over yourself.
Well, what else was I going to do with the ice?
I go to the same corner. Is there anybody around there?
The same corner?
That I turned invisible at by the bathroom.
Oh, no.
There's nobody around.
No. There's the same amount of like suspicion as there would have been before.
Yeah.
No,
okay. So then I.
Cool. I'm going to roll. You're going to roll.
Yeah. What am I rolling?
Just a stealth.
As we're doing that, I say to Brianna,
13.
I felt something. It had to have been Zill, right?
It must have been.
Okay, cool.
It
thank you.
We heard knocking and there's no one there. You heard. You felt a brush. Let's
Can
look
I
out.
Immediately look around?
Yeah.
Is it investigation, insight, or?
Perception.
13 again.
Can we look around for them?
You don't see anyone who might be looking at you suspiciously.
Okay.
I'm holding the cup of ice to Griana's head as I'm trying to look around.
I can go
upstairs, right? This is the stairs by upstairs.
Yeah, these are the stairs.
So I want to go upstairs. Is there anybody up there?
Nope.
Okay, and then I go to like that kind of awning and I kind of just like not suspiciously, just kind of like lean over just to make my presence a little bit known.
Kai, Dylan, Griana, roll perception, please.
Yeah, 18.
Eight.
All right, these two bumblefucks. It takes them a little bit
holding ice,
longer
and
notice.
I have some ice in my hand feeding to Iga.
Yeah, you're feeding Iga ice. Kai, you notice that Zill is now standing atop the balcony looking over the rooftop.
Sick.
Are you going to do anything with that information, or are you going to continue?
Sick. Yeah, make out Margiani.
And then I go, and I just go, ugh.
No. You guys, I go, well, Margiani, good luck.
You too.
I'm going to go powwow with the team. It's been a minute.
You'll need all the strategy you can get, I'm sure.
Oh, we've got plenty of strategy.
Step one, go into a sewer. Step two, run around town.
Real quick, I like the image of Kai saying, like, it's like a front-facing shot of Kai going, we've got plenty of strategy. And then it focuses on the background of Iga, like, slurping Dylan's hand into his mouth while Greta's like, and Dylan's, like, holding ice to her head, being like, yeah. You're okay, man. You're okay.
Yeah, and actually, that focus shot is actually Margiani's focus shifting to the two behind, and she says, yeah, you might want to go strategize to them.
Okay, and I will. Sewer jokes getting old. You can think of some new ones.
Ooh. Maybe one day.
We both look, me and Dylan both look, we both look over and wave.
Okay. I pull out my sloppy, like, drool hand from Iga's mouth, and
Margiana gives it a polite
I dip
wave.
It in the hot tub to wash it off.
You are away from the hot tub. You are on the front of the boat.
Fuck. Well, I guess I have drool hand.
Yeah, you have drool hand now.
Wipe it on those boards.
Take 1d6 drool damage.
No.
Yeah, crazy how that is.
5.
Wow, 5 drool damage.
Sucks.
Insane.
What's the bonus though on that? It's 5
plus 72.
Oh shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Jesus.
Well, have me roll now. 77, baby.
All right, cool.
79,
so,
baby.
Yes. Kai.
Right, come back. I go, hey guys.
Hey.
Look at. Like 9 o'clock.
You guys turn to 9 o'clock.
It takes me a second.
It takes you a second. Zill is standing on the rooftop.
I breathe a sigh of relief. Yeah. Thank you for doing it for me.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew how, so I did it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm no longer.
Prestidigitation my eyes to look weird. No.
Or sorry, minor illusion. No, I don't do that.
Well, gang, I'm no longer hot.
Well, we should ever so casually go see our friend.
Yeah, no, they're okay. That's
at this point, Harrison Lind from Regelliville, who was also standing at the bar, like, you sure you don't want to get on this drinking game?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I want to go talk to Zoe.
Yeah,
that's okay. Thank you, though, for the invite. That's very nice.
I look them in the eye and I go, next time I got you.
All right.
As Kai would say.
Is this which one is this in terms of the ones that said things to them in the hot tub?
Yeah. So,
like, who is Harrison Lind in terms
Harrison Lind is the one you sternly talked to.
I sternly talked to one of them?
Didn't you? The one who wasn't punched in the face.
No, I did because I sent him off.
Ah, yes. The one that you
sternly talked to. I sternly talked to Jamari.
Ah, yes.
A lot of men are being sternly talked to
so
recently.
Many men being sternly talked to.
Good. We've been so stern with men.
Good. All right, so because
they're being sus.
Oh my god, we gotta do this. We gotta do this scene. All right, all right. Sus. So you guys ascend the stairs up to the rooftop to join Zill.
Zill,
oh my god, thank you. Welcome back.
It's,
are you okay?
Do you remember what I said?
Oh shit, you were like
Wait, first, make sure nobody.
let's all just talk normal.
No, we can talk normal as long as there's nobody up here with us.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm in your head again.
No, well, I don't trust.
I'll
that
never
right
get
now.
Used to that.
What?
You don't trust it right now?
I don't trust it right now.
Okay.
So talk
normal. Is there anybody? There's nobody around us.
Nope.
Okay.
Roll perception check.
All of us.
Yep.
So I got a 20, not net.
14.
I love this die. Oh no, I wasted an explosion.
14.
12.
Love these dice.
Can I add a d6 to this roll?
Yeah, because it's your next roll.
I'd like to.
And so can Dylan, right?
Dope.
Yeah, I can
that
add
would
it.
Be
should I add it to
well,
this?
It's to your next roll.
I thought it was for the next 10 minutes. What's inspiration?
Yeah, you can add it when you choose, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
All right, I got a 15.
Okay, what are the highest scores? We got a 20 not nat.
20 not nat.
And then a 15.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you two, come here.
Then a 14 and a 12.
Cool.
Darn it.
So I thought they were aiming for us. They want to get one person from each team, I think. That's not us. They want to have one person each team.
But
start
that's
infiltrating on the inside. Regelliville is next.
What are they? They're killing them?
They're, you know how we were told about how they can inhabit bodies and then they kill them.
Who do they have? Did you see?
The two. They have two already. I'm assuming Marilla is one of them. Okay. Did Jamari come out from the main cabin? Did you see him?
Yes.
Anybody, like...
Yes,
I mean,
I saw.
You were.
I
Jamari.
Saw. No.
Wait, they used to have a deckhand, and they used to have the nurse, I guess.
And then they went into Jamari.
The bodies.
They only have two, right?
Two down. One more.
Griana, you went in there too, or...
I'm not. I'm
are
fine.
You you?
I am me. You can ask me. Ask me anything.
Down. One more.
I
the chef.
You.
You trust me.
The chef.
Thank God, because
I'm
actually
poisoning
totally
people.
The chef is poisoning people.
Is that drinks. Why Jamari got nauseous? And like gross and left? I didn't see Marilla. I didn't see Marilla act that way though.
Did he have a drink?
He had a drink before volleyball, drink. Right?
He did. And he went away and he was weird.
I didn't see Marilla though, but we weren't really paying attention to her.
I have
they
to
have
say
two.
All they're right. Getting Regelliville next.
We need to go. We need to go to that drinking game. They're playing that drinking
unless
game.
Unless they've already.
We need to get down there now.
Wait.
Maybe they don't have. Maybe they already have Regelliville, and then they don't have Jamari, right?
Wait.
Maybe that.
Margiani's been drinking the drink, and she fell asleep for 10 minutes.
Well, I think she was just in the hot tub for too long.
It's actually,
have you ever heard of heat exhaustion?
She looked,
real, kind
she looked
serious.
Really pretty.
She was pretty, but she's tough.
You guys, I think they have Jamari. I don't want it to be true. I think they do.
Well, I talked to
you guys. Right. Remember the leaves?
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
What?
They're on the boat.
There's leaves on the boat.
Oh, so Dylan.
We were in. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kai.
No, you tell it.
before we came to Burnfort, before we even came to Langdale, when Troutbeck was still standing, we went into the woods just for some meat and some flowers, and we came across this circle of black leaves, and anything that went into it died. And they have that.
Here?
Here. You don't... The room that I saw... Guys, there was so much blood.
Shit.
In the ring of the leaves. They're here.
All over the room. There was just so...
What did the bodies look like?
You don't have to say.
No, if it's too much.
We don't need to know. We know they're dead.
So you found, like, Jamari and Marilla dead in there?
I found a deckhand, and I found the nurse. I think that they came out of those bodies.
They got onto the boat in those bodies.
And they got into new ones. The chef is
then
with Despara. There's more Despara on this boat than there are of us. Heard them say that. But they're waiting. They're waiting on somebody's orders.
I need to attune. I need to attune to my lute. Immediately.
Who said they're waiting on orders?
Captain.
You say anything else?
I think they kind of knew I was there, but they didn't know where I was.
We need to stop them from getting that last person. We need to stop them right now.
How much longer do we have on this boat?
Oh, so much time has passed. This has gone over the course of hours.
Because it feels like not that much time at all.
Yeah. I know, but it has been a decently long time.
First of all, I need time to attune before
it takes an hour.
Cool. So you've got a half day. And when I say the half day, I meant half of a work day.
Yeah.
I definitely thought it was like 12 hours.
No, it was a solid six. And I would say that, four have passed.
Yeah, feels about right.
Okay.
Okay, so
you got 2 more hours on this boat.
Before we get
How can we stop them from taking somebody? We can't make everyone not drink. No one's gonna listen to us.
They're also gonna think we're crazy.
Yeah.
Which they already
we need to beat them at the drinking game.
But we can't drink.
Imagine if I had so elegantly designed a system that would lead up to just you in a drinking competition.
I'm very good at drinking.
If we drink all of it, then they can't get caught. They can't drink it.
And then we die.
I'm good at drinking, but we can't drink that stuff.
No, we can't. We're not going. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Good at drinking too, but yeah, we can't drink it.
Okay. I'm not very good at drinking, and I can't drink it. Okay.
What's even the purpose of this? Is it just to ensure that no matter who wins, like, are they not coming for us?
I think they are. They talked about us. They said all four of them are on here.
I think that they want everyone to turn.
I think they want one person on each team so that they could slowly just take them over.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my fucking God.
And they don't want our team.
They want us.
They want us all to die.
But they don't want to infiltrate us. They're waiting to infiltrate us? I wonder what they're waiting on.
I think they're waiting on everybody else to join them first. Because for some reason, we are
well, think about great. It. If you have somebody, really cool. one person yeah. from the inside so cool. already in, it's way easier to infiltrate the rest.
And their teammates don't even notice? I talked to Jamari. He knew the color of the flowers that Gina said. Gina said the orange flowers. He said the orange flowers. He knew things that Jamari knows. How does
they don't
the Despara know these things about him?
They're
probably access.
Stupid. This. What if they don't die until they leave? Like what if part of them is still in there?
Like they're in there together?
Yeah, but like they don't have control. Cause think like why would they know stuff? Why would they know stuff about their life unless they still had access to it somehow? So they're there, but they're the more prominent. Magic is so fucked, guys. I don't doubt that that could be something that is happening.
Oh, that's a really good and fucked up point.
What do we do?
They know that we're the most aware of them on this boat. If there's going to be any team that figures it out first, it's going to be us. Because we already know they exist.
Do you think these are, like, people that haven't seen us? Or do you think these are... Because
they know who
kidnapped me. Do you think any of these are the same?
Well, they kidnapped me, too.
They know who we are.
They killed Kai.
They know who we are.
They kills me.
They already
kill
know.
You. You're not dead.
We're targeted.
But no, so the things here are the same? The same?
They work together. They're one. And we are their enemy. They want us in some sort of way. I want to say dead. Who knows?
Dylan sort of, like, thinks about the fact that, like, the things that, like, touched her.
Yeah.
And scratched her.
Yeah.
And held her and hurt her might be, like, within 50 feet of her.
Yeah.
And she feels, like, nauseous as fuck. And looks down and thinks about those eyes. And did I see black leaves in that room? Was it there? Or was it just...
No, you did not see any black leaves where you were.
Yeah. Dylan just kind of feels a little nauseous thinking about them being around her again.
You know, what if they want us to join them in their war? Or what if somebody is trying to get us on their side for this upcoming war?
Kai, why us? You That's... have the glaive.
What does that mean?
Kai, you have a glaive. You are the ultimate warrior. I know.
Xena.
Take it in.
Xena, ultimate warrior. It's both the ZI.
Kai, though, think about it. You can, if they get you, if they get you, and they can't, but they'd also have a glaive.
They wouldn't, though.
They're
that
not
glaive going. Is connected
to you.
To me and Asmodeus.
You are actually unsure if your connection is to Asmodeus or to Ikairos, but someone
okay.
in that bloodline, yes.
Yeah, some, or Ikairos. Here's the thing, though. The war that's coming, what if they're turning all these people as, like, part of their army?
Well, if they, but they leave the bodies. They're not really building numbers, are they?
They're trying to find the right bodies.
Well, they're trying to find the right bodies. And obviously with these tattoos and stuff and with your military clearance and what you know from Alitzia and stuff, like, we're very important keys to this whole thing.
Yeah, we've also been in another plane. We've
yeah.
Well, I haven't, but...
Well, let's hope you don't have to go. We're part of some, like, prophecy or something that we don't even know yet. I have no idea. We have these tattoos that came up out of nowhere. I mean, where's Phoebe? Ugh, you know, like, it's like, oh my God.
Do you think that they want you for your tattoos?
There's something that we don't know yet that's the reason that this is all happening.
Well, I feel like the tattoos represent that obviously we're chosen to do something.
Yeah.
That we don't know of yet. But think about it. My tattoo has now turned to obsidian black, which is my connection with the plane of hell. I know, not great, you know? But it's like,
no.
Is that a symbol from, you know, yes, I was chosen to do this just like you, but then because I went through this experience, my connection to the plane of hell, I am now somehow bound to that plane. That's why my tattoo turned black. I know it doesn't sound great, but just think about it logistically.
That is a very good point.
So now they have two planes, chosen people, bonds, or whatever. You know, two people who may be bound or, like, chosen or to a plane.
Look, I think right now we need to focus on the fact that they're on this boat and they're not good and we cannot let them get another.
The hot guy.
The hot guy.
He's
at the bottom of the stairs.
He knows more than he has to know, right? He like fell all over Kai's face when he was trying to get the.
Is there any way we could all stand nearby? But Kai, you can go speak to him.
He's at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah. He's hot, not only physically, but apparently.
You actually hear this for the first time. Zil goes, he's at the bottom of the stairs right now, which is something that you were not aware of.
What the fuck? That scares me. Oh, shit.
What? Oh.
Sorry, that was Mackenzie saying that scared me. Oh, fucking what?
Okay.
Oh, I hope he didn't hear me call him hot. I meant like the temperature.
He's not within your range. He does feel hot. His presence is close. Yes.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think
physically.
We need to go speak to him. I think that it's rare to see another Genasi.
Right.
There's some sort of community that maybe you could connect. And
I mean, he's a whole other type of Genasi. I'm Earth Genasi. He's fire.
Tread very lightly.
But he's got to know something. If he made them not drink, and now we know.
I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go talk to him, but let's go over talking points.
Okay.
So don't fuck this up.
Okay.
Take your PowerPoint.
Just say, you could say.
What the fuck do you know?
Don't.
No. We have no idea.
I want to be discreet enough, you know, but I also.
I'm imagining the bit where, like, Griana's, like, still, like, telekinetically talking to you. But while you're talking to him,
there's
being
a radio in my
no,
ear.
No, look hotter.
Oh, my shit. The Cyrano de Bergerac.
That's a good idea. But you know, Zil, do you? Katie Mae did not give me this idea.
Zil. There's no Katie Mae here.
Katie Mae is not the dungeon master. Zil, do you really think it's unsafe for me to do my telepathy?
I just don't trust it right now. Yeah, like, we can hear each other, but I don't know what kind of magic. What else is on board? I don't know.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
They might be able to listen in.
Okay, everyone, let's go over talking points with Kai before we send her down. Kai, number one, don't use the glaive.
Right. God, I'm not going to whip that out on this boat.
Don't talk about the glaive.
Right. Okay. I know that.
Sorry. All right.
Should we talk to him now?
I think
or
so
should we wait?
Well, we don't have much more time.
We don't have
this
that
boat.
Much time.
Well, that doesn't mean.
I think we should talk to him now.
I think we should talk to him now, especially before we get off this boat. We don't know what's going
on. I mean,
happen.
On the boat, we're surrounded by the Dispar. Yeah. So if we get him off the boat, take him with us, even, we can talk to him.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
How do we know he's going to want
to ask him about the drink? Try to get him to start talking like
all
that.
All right, I'll ask him about
start with the drink.
Okay, start with the drink.
Okay.
And if all hell breaks loose, I will be speaking to you over telepathy. Don't be thrown.
If worse comes to worse, schedule a meeting.
Off
we
the
have
boat.
To do another. We're going to be on the island, and we have to ride the boat back. So
of course,
it's true.
He'll be around.
All right.
If they don't get to him first,
off I go descending the stairs.
Oh my God. All right, you descend the stairs, feather boa.
Yeah, I am still wearing my feather boa.
Of course you are.
I had to take the trench coat off because of the hot tub.
Yeah, and so he's leaning against the stair, like not the stairs itself, but the wall next to the stairs, right next to the bathroom door. Actually, you get another good look at him. He is. Dressed pretty convincingly as a deckhand, but now that your suspicions have grown, that's like an expensive blouse to be a deckhand's blouse. And those are maybe really nicely tailored pants. Just like the details start sticking out to you. And you see underneath this cloak, his hair is this bright red. It's not on fire, but it almost has the same glow as his eyes, right? Mm-hmm. And as you approach, you do feel like this faint heat radiating off of him. And he sees you come down the stairs, and he doesn't look surprised. But his hand sort of goes to the pendant that he's wearing. Good evening, Kai.
Hey, good evening.
Griana goes on, you're blowing it! You're blowing it!
Really? Sorry.
Thank you for that warning about the wine earlier.
No problem.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little concerned considering a lot of people on here are drinking it.
It's a targeted thing.
Yeah. Could you tell me more about it?
What more is there to know about it?
Well, I mean, what's in it? And why is it targeting people who are about to go on this quest?
I haven't figured out exactly what the mixture is. It's not my job right now, though. So I'm not too fussed about it.
Carol for deception.
Yeah. It's insight, if you'd like to see if he's lying.
Insight, sorry. That was a 17.
Yeah, so he says, it's not my job right now, though.
What is your job right now?
And this is the first time that he sort of, like, looks at you and then, like, looks at you. He looks you in the eyes for the first time. Very intense gaze. And he says, well, Kai Abadite. I do believe we have a mutual friend.
Ah!
Oh.
Oh, that's sick as fuck.
And this is where I'm going to end tonight's session.
No! Come on! That's so sick!
Who was it? Who's the mutual friend? Who
Margiani.
No, I bet he's... God, he's from hell.
God, he's from hell.
That's what I think. God, oh, that's sick as fuck.
You hear that over your telepathic line, Kriana.
No, and over my telepathic line, I go, no! No! Are you fucking kidding me? Another one! And that's where we end
the session. And that's where we end the session.
He's like, I have this orb that turns into a glaive. It's kind of unique.
Not everyone has one. Not everybody. In fact, I'm the only one.
They tell everybody they're the only one.
All right, take your five, and then we'll do an after-show show.
Oh, my God. There's so much to talk about.
Thank you so much for tuning into the episode. This is Liz, by the way. Also, I just want to thank Cameron for the theme music. He made that great boy. Wonderful. If you want to hear our thoughts in the after show show, check it out on Patreon tomorrow morning. Not tonight. I'm so sorry. it's just going to be real hard. Thank you. Discord exists. Did you know that? We got a Discord. Check it out. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's Mamma Mia, you know? And we're on... I'm messing up so bad. We're
so
on social media at Dungeons Dice. This has been Liz. Watch your step. Slurps up. I am ruined.
My usual sign off is see you next week. See you in 2 weeks when the adventure will continue. Or next time. See you next time when the adventure.
And mine is I am ruined.
Right.